Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How to buy the book at agentofconsumer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got very excited about having our good friend David Gage back on the show. David is a longtime 13-year member plus member of our Brain Trust. He is an expert in business partnerships and family businesses and the founder of BMC Associates, and He is an adjunct professor at American University School of Business, author of Partnership Charter, and he's our good friend David Gage. Welcome back.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So David, I was telling the audience about all the different aspects of being a partner and of having a partnership, whether it be a family business type partnership or unrelated familiarly, and you got to start them out right, and you got to run them right, and you got to sometimes you have to dissolve them.
Mm-hmm.
and sometimes when things, as you go down the road and things get a little testy, you have to have a system to resolve them, to resolve those
right.
testy situations, don't you?
Right. Exactly, you do.
And a lot of times these things go years where people just fight about it.
Right.
Don't they? You see this all the time.
Right. And one of the interesting things, it's great that you brought that up, Jim, because years ago with businesses, they didn't have in writing any, in their contracts, any alternative ways to resolve disputes. So things went to the courts. The courts got so backlogged, it was terrible. Finally, people said, "We got to do something else."
You forgot one of the main complications.
Yes,
is they bring in lawyers.
Well, right.
And
right.
lawyers, they, many of them, not all of them, but many of them approach the subject believing that this is an adversarial situation. Therefore, the other side is our enemy.
For sure. And the first thing they say is, "Okay, I'm going to help you. And what you have to do is stop talking to your partner."
Right.
And your partner will have to get a lawyer, and I'll talk to the lawyer.
While you're still running the business together, right?
Right. So that then becomes really litigation, really. And that's on one end of the spectrum, where if you think of a spectrum from business partners deciding their own fate and their own resolution to the problems that they're having, just negotiating, the two of them or three of them or four of them, that's on one end of the spectrum. Litigation and having an attorney and a judge figure out your fate is on the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mediation is somewhere in the middle where it's actually on the left side, where partners are still the ones who determine the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Mediators are just assisting them in their negotiation.
Mm-hmm. And mediation doesn't necessarily mean that when you go into mediation, there's no predetermined outcome, really, is there? I mean, unless the people are totally incapable of working together, mediation could be anywhere from dissolving to resolving.
It really, there is no predetermined outcome. And another thing that people don't understand is when mediators help partners figure out what their solution is, that is actually binding. Sometimes people say, well, arbitration is binding, mm-hmm. and mediation is non-binding. Well, it's perfectly binding, because anytime partners come to an agreement on something, they have to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
they can hold each other accountable for right. their agreements, of course.
Well, and the other thing, and back to this outcome thing, I think it's important to point out that when you enter into the legal system, and I'm going to say mediation, I'm going to differentiate it from the legal system, the legal mm-hmm. court system, yep, just for our purposes right now. When you enter into the legal court system, aren't you kind of presuming that this thing's over? That even if, unless people decide in the middle to stop the proceedings, that you're headed toward a dissolving of everything, whereas mediation, you could get paid people back together?
That's a very good point. Arbitration and litigation, those processes that are done with attorneys, are very corrosive processes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're brutal.
We're going to talk when we come back about how to if you want to, if that's where you want to go, if you want to give the partnership an opportunity to be dissolved peacefully or to maybe even continue with some adjustments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.